Our name.
Jude wrote to early church believers, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Jude 1:3. While the faith Jude mentioned certainly includes believing faith, it is far more encompassing. The faith includes the entire scope of biblical doctrine. Every teaching and practice the apostles and other writers of Scripture were inspired to write and teach. The name of our church, the Apostolic Faith, refers to the faith which was expounded and practiced by the apostles. However, the phrase was used before Florence Crawford came to Portland to establish this work, and even before she arrived at the Azusa Street Revival, where she experienced entire sanctification and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It had been in use for a number of years by religious groups who were striving to experience and revive teachings that reflected the faith of the apostles. During the late 1800s and early 1900s, prayers were ascending in different parts of the world for a spiritual quickening similar to the one which had occurred recently in Wales. In searching the Scriptures, many found promises concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that was to take place in the latter days, and began to pray for the fulfillment of those promises. Among those seekers was a man named Charles Parham, who was viewed historically by evangelicals as the father of the modern Pentecostal movement, and the first one who used the term the Apostolic Faith. Parham believed that those who had been converted and had received what they referred to as a second blessing, or sanctification, as taught by John Wesley and holiness organizations, should seek a baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. In 1898, Parham established his headquarters in Topeka, Kansas, where he operated a mission and an office. In 1899, he began printing a magazine he called the Apostolic Faith for the purpose of proclaiming the teachings for which he stood. In October of 1900, Parham opened the Bethel Bible College in Topeka and assigned his students to study the doctrines of the Bible. They started with repentance, justification by faith, restitution, and entire sanctification. As the Christmas season approached, Parham had plans to leave for a few weeks, and he left his students with instructions to study the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Upon his return, they were to give him their conclusion as to whether or not God would still pour out that Pentecostal experience accompanied by the biblical evidence of speaking in tongues. On New Year's Eve of 1900, shortly after midnight, a young woman student by the name of Agnes Osman was lost in prayer when the power of the Holy Ghost descended and she found herself speaking in a language she had never learned. Soon others also received what they called Pentecost. When Parham returned, they told him that they not only believed in the experience, they had experienced it themselves. Soon after, Parham himself and several of his other students also received the Holy Spirit. In fact, on January 22, 1901, the local newspaper, the Kansas City Journal, had a headline which read, "Apostolic Faith Believers Claim the Gift of Tongues." Before long, Parham closed his school and began to evangelize in the Midwest. He did not want to be a denomination. He had left the Methodist Church because he felt like they had departed from the holiness teachings that they had previously embraced under their founder, John Wesley. His self-described motive was to restore the teachings of the apostles, the Apostolic Faith, so he called his group by that name. Between 1901 and 1905, he gained some converts, and they began traveling from town to town in bands proclaiming the Apostolic Faith. The original Apostolic Faith Movement archives relate, although the original Apostolic Faith Movement as established by Charles F. Parham in 1901 has never been officially recognized as an organized body due to Parham's rejection of organizational structure, it was the first Pentecostal coalition of ministers and churches to maintain a common faith-based theology, holding to tenets of faith centered around the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the biblical evidence of speaking in other tongues as the initial sign of Spirit baptism. Parham moved to Houston in 1905, where he started the Apostolic Faith Mission. At the end of that year, Parham was contacted by a black man named William Seymour. Because of the racial divide which existed in society at that time, Seymour could not enter the classroom, but he sat outside the door. He listened and heard and believed the Pentecostal message. A short time later, Seymour was invited to Los Angeles to speak at a church. He took Acts 2:4 for his text, preaching about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. His message was not received in that holiness church. In fact, they padlocked the doors of the building so Seymour could not re-enter. He ended up in prayer meetings at 214 Bonnie Bray Street. On the last day of March in 1906, the group embarked on a 10-day prayer meeting based on the fact that the disciples had tarried for 10 days preceding the day of Pentecost, and these believers wanted to practice it just that way. God honored their prayers. On day 10, April 9, 1906, the Holy Ghost descended and a number of sanctified individuals received that experience. Shortly thereafter, the group moved to Azusa Street because they had outgrown the Bonnie Bray Street location. It was there that Seymour himself received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When Florence Crawford went to Azusa Street to investigate what was happening there, the name Apostolic Faith was being used. The verse, "Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints," had been taken as a motto because that had been the motto of the group in Houston, Texas. Within a week or so, she experienced sanctification, and a week later was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Florence Crawford entered wholeheartedly into the efforts on Azusa Street. Many inquiries were coming in from people who wanted to know more about the Pentecostal outpouring, so she and a woman named Clara Lum began reporting what was being said and done in the meetings in a newspaper publication called The Apostolic Faith. At the end of 1906, Florence Crawford came to Portland, Oregon with a Pentecostal message. The pastor of the church she visited offered her his pulpit permanently, and in 1908 she moved to Portland. In time, legal requirements necessitated that the group organize and incorporate, and the Apostolic Faith Mission of Portland, Oregon was adopted as the formal name of our organization. We are challenged when we consider that the apostolic faith refers to the faith of the apostles, and motivated when we consider the history of our name. We do not want to drift away from the apostolic faith. May God help us to embrace the challenge and live up to the standards set forth by the teachings on which our name is based.